as lift a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Help me welcome someone on your left and right, or the person you are welcome to the house of God. Tell him your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. So we are in our month of kingdom stewardship. Our month of kingdom stewardship in the month of February. What that means is that we are in the month where we are focusing on how we will serve the Lord with our lives. Amen. Every month in the year, as a church, we focus on something for discussion. Because church is a spiritual training where we come to receive nourishment in our spirit so that we'll be able to walk with Jesus till we get to our final destination, which is heaven. Are you here with me? So every month we focus on what God wants to teach us, what God wants to train us on, so that nobody would be left behind. I pray that this month, may you not be left behind. Oh, may you not be left behind. And so we must understand, if we are going to be zealous for the Lord in the year 2025, one of the manifestations of the zeal of God is passion for the things of God, for the work of God. Uyubia wakuma ederini ja ema nyankopon a ema usum nyankopon ode wawon dini ubri bi esum nyankopon, because it is a function of zeal. It is what zealous people do. It is what people who are on fire do for the Lord. So we are looking at stewardship, which has to do with serving the Lord practically. 1 Peter chapter 4, the verse number 10. I think when our prayer leader was leading the prayers this morning, he cited this scripture as one of the reference for one of the points in the prayers. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Let's all read it together as one big family. Are you ready to read? Let's read it together. One, go. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. Oh, amen. Let's take it again. One, go. As each one has received a gift, let's minister it one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Can I hear an amen? What does that mean? Other versions will tell you that as good caretakers and as good managers, let us serve one another with that which the Lord has given us. Let us serve one another with that which God has entrusted in our hands. Why? Because we are good managers. We are good stewards. We are good servants of our Lord Jesus. This month of February, may you be a good servant of God. Announce to somebody by you, you'll be a good servant of God. You know, when we talk about a servant of God, a lot of you just think of a pastor or someone who is standing behind the pulpit. But that is not true. A servant of God includes everybody who is doing something for the kingdom of God. It includes you. It includes me. Every one of us who is executing a certain task or carrying out a certain function to the Lord, is a servant of God. So announce to the one by you, you are a servant of God. Oh, come on. Don't look at the person's dressing some way or and disqualify the person. Tell the person, you are a servant of God. You are a servant of God. Practically, amen. Now, the verse that he used for the word as good steward, the verse that he used over there, the meaning is manager. That's why other verses you use manager. The meaning is manager. A steward is a manager, a caretaker, a servant. You can say, "Obi a steward," I just say, "Or she be so." I'm a Obi particular. Or did you maybe I'm a nipano? Or she be so? Or the brevia ye di amano? Ye you maybe e di amani pano? He's serving. He's managing that which he has been given. So he's a manager. He's a caretaker, and he's a servant. And so now that brings us to the topic of stewardship. That okay, if a steward is a manager, then what is a steward? Then what is stewardship? What is the meaning of stewardship? Stewardship simply means managing something entrusted to you. Managing something that has been given to you to take care of. Or using what you have been given to serve a particular purpose. Say, every one of us here, God has entrusted something into our hands. The resources, the time, the energy, the talent, the gifts, the abilities that you have, all these things God entrusted into your hands. Even your financial resources, the job you have, the children you have, the family you have, the business you have. Everything that you have as a resource is something that God has entrusted. Because the Bible says, all good and perfect gifts come from God. There is nothing that we have that we did not receive, according to scripture. Amen. So everything you have, you received it from God. Amen. Oh, are you following what I'm saying? Adia wo wo bia no nyankopon de ma o se aye wo ma o se aye wo sika o se aye wo adwuma o se aye aduma chede bia wo eye gift talent bia wo ana adi bia wo nim ye eye nyankopon na den e ma wo sa aduma chede no o ma wo sa ability no o ma wo sa adum no. Can I hear an amen? So using what you have been given to serve a particular purpose is what we call stewardship. It means you are taking care of the thing well. You are managing the thing well. And may you be a good steward this month. Or I said, may you be a good steward this month. So now, when we talk about kingdom stewardship, what I want to speak to you about this morning, kingdom stewardship. If stewardship is about using what you have been entrusted to perform a certain purpose, then kingdom stewardship, write it down, everybody. It means using your gifts, your potentials, your abilities, and your resources to serve the purpose of God's kingdom. Say, what do you want to match it here? What do you name it here? What do you seek to be our work? 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 That is what we call kingdom stewardship. Not just you are using it to push the kingdom. You are using it to further the kingdom. If the gift you have, you are using it outside the church, and you are using it in the streets, and you are using it not for God, then it's not a kingdom stewardship. But if you are using that gift you know how to do, or that ability you have, or that resource that you have, or that connection you have, or that potential you have to push the work of the church, to push the kingdom of God, or you are doing it within the church to promote the work of the church or the work of the kingdom, what you are doing is what we call kingdom stewardship. Clap your two hands for them. Now ask the one by you, do you understand what kingdom stewardship now means? I hope I've broken it down. That's kingdom stewardship. That is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and eat righteousness, eat advancement, and all other things shall be added unto you. That's the meaning of seeking first the kingdom. Promoting the cause of the gospel. Promoting the cause of the church. Promoting the cause of the kingdom. And we call it stewardship. You are doing kingdom stewardship because it's within the kingdom of God. So it is serving God, write it down, serving God and the interest of his kingdom as a lifestyle. Kingdom stewardship, doing it like a lifestyle. It is all about commitment to the growth, the expansion, the enlargement, and the overall advancement of the kingdom. It's about the expansion of the kingdom. It's about the overall enlargement of the church. It's about the church doing well, the veterans of the church. It's about God's kingdom being able to win more people, being able to save more people, being able to bless more people, being able to transform the lives of more people. If you do it as a lifestyle, you do things that support the church, that supports the kingdom of God, what you are doing is called kingdom stewardship. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So ask the one seated by you, what do you do in this church that promotes the kingdom? So I said, a day and a week was suffering. Emma, Namia Hilieno, Econinim. To make dear Ben, I would do a suffering. Ah, Emma Namia Hilie, and in Namia, sorry, Econinim. That is stewardship. If you just come to church and sit and go back, you are not a kingdom steward. That's the hard truth. If you just come to church and you just come and enjoy the worship, just come and enjoy the praises, just come and dance, and you leave without doing any work that promotes the church or the kingdom of God, then you are not a steward of the kingdom. You are not working for God. So there are three classifications of kingdom stewardship. Ya kasafa, say ye ye jumama nyankopoa, emugu awudo three. There are three classifications. It can be broken down into three. The first thing is physical stewardship. Physical stewardship. Everybody say physical stewardship. If you are following me, wave your hands. Let me see your hands. Physical stewardship. What is physical stewardship? These are physical activities that we engage in with our gifts, our potentials, our talents, our physical resources, in order to push the agenda of God and the church. When we talk about physical stewardship, you are engaging in day-to-day activities that pushes the work of the church, leads to the expansion of the kingdom of God with your physical gifts. Your physical gift. For example, you can sing. You have a nice voice. It's not a spiritual thing. It's a physical talent. Your voice is nice. You can use it to sing worldly song, and people will still clap for you because it's your voice. It's not anointing. You just have that gift. The anointing comes in when the Holy Spirit now comes upon you. Then as you are singing, people are getting healed. People are getting encouraged. That's when now the anointing is at work. But basically what you have is a talent. So your voice can be a talent, a gift. Maybe you have nice smile, so you are able to welcome people to the church and they feel welcomed. So you are working as an usher with very nice smile, receiving people. You are using your gift. You have an ability. You can play this instrument. What he's doing is not Holy Spirit.
It's not anointing. He's using physical. He learned it physically. Or you were born with it. He learned it physically. And so if you are engaging in such a thing, it is a physical service. So anytime you use a physical, or like a media man, as I'm preaching, he's taking photos, taking videos, and then from tomorrow we'll see it on social media. Then people will see your church and say, oh, I like that your church. I like the way your church, I'll come to the church. He has used his gift to capture the moment and has put it out there, marketed the church, and somebody saw it and came to the kingdom of God. What he's doing is that he's doing steam worship. As I am preaching, you can hear me. The sound is okay for you. You are enjoying it no matter how far you are. You are enjoying the sound. You can record it. You can go and play it in your workplace. You can enjoy it and then order. It is because there is a sound engineer who is using his engineering skills to record and to fine tune so that everybody can hear and so that we can have it on the phones for others to listen who are not here. What he's doing is that he's promoting the work of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are people who work in our technical unit. Let something get spot right now. Let there be light off right now. You'll see somebody walk out there. Even will be climbing, going to the ceiling. This ceiling, I've never entered before. But this gentleman always enters into the ceiling. He enters there. He goes to fix every electrical problem. By the time he will come, he's sweating because the place is hot. He may not be able to preach because he doesn't have my talent. But he has a talent. I also don't know how to fix wires. I also don't know how to solve problems when fans get spoiled. So as I'm doing mine and he's doing his, the church is moving forward. Clap your two hands. Ask somebody, what do you do in the church? Amen. What do you do in the church? It's a physical word. Still worship. That one, it has nothing to do with Holy Ghost. Even though we submit it to the Holy Spirit so that his power will come on it. But it is largely dependent on something physical you know how to do. Something physical you know how to do. Amen. So it involves our engagement in various service groups in the church. Joining the choir, ushers, media, sanctuary keepers. There are people who came to clean this place. Before we came here, who are those who came to clean this place? If some of them are here, let me see your hand. Those who came to clean, you are part of those who cleaned this place this morning. This one, get up, let's see. Part of those who cleaned this place this morning, get up. Sorry, Gina Onazo. You see them, clap for them. You see them, beautiful ladies. They came here at dawn to come and clean the place on their knees for us. Clean the washroom for us to be able to go there and feel at home. For us to be able to come here and feel at home. But you may never see them with the microphone on the stage. You think they are doing nothing for God. You think it's only pastor that God is working with. No. But God worked with these people so that we can come and have a clean church. So any adibia nyame pachane say to me die bia ba udi wonsa wadom bibia woni mu ye wa ho on dey any wo mre eye wo asafo ni mu a e ma asafo adwuma ne koso no eye dumedi a wudi amanyankopo. That's a physical service. We have protocol unit who always protects the altar area. Sometimes you think their work is not important until you watch a video on Facebook and on YouTube where a killer just entered into the church and just went straight and shot the pastor like that. Did some of you see that video? Yes, just went to a church and just shot the pastor. We've had people just come to the church and they are holding weapon. They are coming to attack. They are coming to hurt somebody. So the protocol people see them at the entrance. They stop them. They see that are a strange person. We don't really know you in the church. And you are coming to climb. They will stop you. Because we don't know what you are holding. So if you see them standing here, it's a physical service. I've never been to the gym before, and I may never beat it like that. But when you see this guy, you can see that he has been chewing metal. So this guy comes and says that, I want to join the choir. I'll say, wrong position. Wrong position. You have a gift. You have a gift. You have strength. You have strength. Eh? Last Sunday when the deliverance was going on here, did you see how they were carrying people? It is strength. Did you see me? I was doing like that. What I have is spiritual. What they have is physical. Eh? Mimi le me me saw so no me my yesterday. My yesterday got demons leave you all ma. Omo ye karat demons. Eh? You've never seen before. You'll be praying for somebody. The person will kick you like that. Yes. Me, I started following pastors when I was 10 years old. So I've seen things. Me who demo awakwa wafo biso boss of na so. It means I'm here the deliverance. I'm in for my son, but now we Udim on EPR or two inside my door. She said, this is a Chinese pastor. Very experienced. When we were in the classroom, I had one guy who works at Kokombe, Eric. He's more bolder than that. He asked for him, said, other ushers they struggle with Suna on our back. What pew be and what pattern is not going. Not did not blame with him, but simple. Clap your two hands. So everybody is important. Tell the one by Obiahu here. What is important? So the fact that you are singing or you are doing something, somebody is starting, you think nobody is important. Something can happen right now. Everybody will be sitting waiting for one person to solve it. Amen. And that is why, as a church, we appreciate our workers. We appreciate the people who are doing something in the church. They are very special to us. They are very, very special. Let's clap for everybody doing something in the church. We consider those people as more important to God than the average, because the average is coming to just receive, but they are coming to render service. They are coming to do something aside just receiving from God. They are rendering a service. So when you enter into the church, the first thing we normally ask you is that, what group will you join? Group will Ben Albert join it, because you have to be part. You see, we have people who sing here. We have people who rap. You may never see their importance. So we bring some caliber of people and they start rapping. You see that, the people are so excited. Somewhere last year, I saw some people rapping. And some of our new guys who were in Rasta and other day, they came to sow offering. They came like somebody's rapping and people are throwing money. Even when the choir sings, people don't throw money like that. So that group of people, they enjoyed that ministration. That's why we have dancers, boogie star dancers. They dance to capture the attention of the youth. And people come to watch them. And as they are doing it, it's to God. They are promoting the work. Because now the youth of Ghana and the world now, they want certain things. So we have to get people who can do that for God so that we can use that to attract the youth and then teach them the word of God for them to also make it to heaven. If we make the church boring, 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 they may never go to church. Say that, I mean, sorry, they won't hear me there. So even those little guys you see dancing, they are very important to God. Those guys you see rapping, they are very important to God. Not just the pastor. Some of you only think it's only the pastor who is a servant of God. Tell the one by you, you are a servant of God. You are a servant of God. God is using you. Because everybody here has a work he does for the church.
Clap your two hands.
So that's physical stewardship. Okay? Choir, ashes, media, sanctuary keepers, protocol, account, security, traffic, control, designers, technical men, sound engineers. When we went to men's group, those of you who saw, who came there, they went over there. Some people were there. They slept over. They slept there. You came 1 hour or whatever. Some people slept there. They slept there. They packed. They went. They were fixing. For 2 days, people were fixing light cables, climbing high if they come to fall down. What happened? These are people who are doing what I can never do. These are people who are doing what I'm not good at. And I admire them so much. So they are very, very important. That is a way to use your gifts, to use your ability, to use your skill to serve the Lord. So as I'm speaking, you are thinking about which group you are joining. Abraham can say, oh, dear, huh? Say, now me, I'm too amin, yes, she was a family. And then I'm going to be joining.
Hallelujah. Are we learning? Yes, you are there. Hello, yes, you are there. So we have people who count money. Money counters. We have accountants. We have office workers here and there. They are all using their gifts for the advancement. Smooth administration and advancement of the church. We have church board members and administrators. Sometimes they go meeting now 4 hours. Sometimes still you because you are dealing more. You bet to me. Sometimes we close the meeting like almost midnight, 11:30. The reason is because omo ye the governors of the church. But who the wa I saw in our bite who say your cause but who name say will be in the planning and sana over. So sometimes you assemble could 2 tables in this one. We are doing a different, You better assemble and vote. Voting your one more win, you know, and not sorry the year, Juma. Once every month, Friday, almost on Wednesday, you may not see them playing Akasai here. It is God's work. Do you know it's God's work? Yes, it's God's work. Miriam in the Bible. This was Miriam's instrument. When in Roma David Mubo. Amen. Anytime you come to church, now instrumentalist, now Obi Bo, we are, how do you feel? It creates atmosphere for the prayer. It creates atmosphere for the song. You watch it. The next time we are doing praises and they start playing this one, watch the atmosphere in the church. You see that it becomes active and exciting. It doesn't become dull. It's like everything is just the instrumentalist. So this thing is an instrument in the Bible. And people who can play it, they play it to serve the Lord. It is not because they don't have anything to do. And I say, Saddam Abia, no, it's an instrument. Hallelujah. Now, you may not see an administrator doing this or standing here or taking photos. And you think that this person is not doing anything in the church. But when they sit down for 4 hours. Some of them have been given policies they should go and draft. Finance policy, marketing policy. Elder Eric and his team, they are developing a marketing and branding policy. God, they are going to school to learn marketing and branding. I didn't learn marketing and branding. And they are developing how we will market the church. One of the things they brought at last month's meeting is that I preached too long. I have to cut my preaching. Because and also so near good marketing. Want to hear the word of God too long. And then they said it. And I said, okay, so what I did, I was telling them, and then meal. And then me aquana or interpreting, me can't send back that guy. He has been doing that. So if you give me 1 hour to preach, you are actually giving me just 25 minutes. Because obedi half. Now, Mrs. So, my pre half. Now, me the half a bumpire.
So it's not like the preaching is too long, but the interpretation is different from if I'm just speaking one language. You see, today I don't have interpreter. I'm speaking two languages. When I say it, I have to make sure that that one person here who doesn't understand English will also understand. And that's how they are sorry no by no one. So interpretation can push us or so what can you do? Ask the one by you, what are you good at? Young people, you are part. What can you do? What are you good at? Since you joined the church, now you are growing. Some of you are in JHS. You are doing nothing in the church. What can you do? Physical stewardship. Physical stewardship. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. You see, over here, we are able to use our physical abilities and potentials to serve the body of Christ and church, enhancing the work for the salvation of souls. 2 Kings 3:15. Elisha, the man of God, was about to minister. Then Elisha said, "Is there anybody around who can play the instrument?" Then they brought a certain person who can play the instrument. And the person started playing and singing. Then the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon Elisha. And he started working miracles. For the pastor to be able to flow, that's why we always make people sing. Because their gift is important to make the pastor flow. Their gift is important. That's why we have to help them to sing well. You see, so Obie Juma who here, who to two Obie Juma here, who the ha, kingdom, no? Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for them. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23. We are all going to read this scripture together. Today we are learning. Oh, last week I was chasing demons. You were happy. Today we are learning. We are learning. Colossians 3 verse 23. Obian King, Obian King. Read with me. One go. Whatever you do. Oh, please, I'm reading with you, my dear. One go. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. No, you're not working for pastor. Tell somebody, whatever you do here, you're not working for pastor. You're not working for pastor. Whatever you are doing here, you're a deacon, you're an elder, you're a leader. You're not working for pastor at all. You are working for the Lord. Who are you working for? Who are you working for? Tell the one by you, you are working for the Lord. So as you are rapping for the. As you are singing for the. As you are playing for the. As you are cleaning for the. Whatever you are doing, any work you are doing here, you are doing for the Lord. Clap your two hands. There's a Nyahuye Wahabiano. The Wakumeni Naya Essence, Uyami Rade. And yes, so for now, we are man. And yes, so. And yes, and now, Yaman, you are not working for me. Oh, Yaman, Yanko. Amen. That's what we call physical stewardship. Say, a Jumedia, a demon, a any kind here. Then, number two, write it down. Let me finish quickly. Number two, write it down. Financial stewardship. Financial stewardship. Financial stewardship. Financial investments into the kingdom is also one form of service we render to God. Kwain bakwa ye ye juma ema nyankopon ene say ye di ye resources ye sika ebe ra asori ye nimu ebe ra namia hinye nimu ebe be di juma ama nyankopon anye. Because ye see stewardship che say ade anyamedi ama uno. Who shasu ye di jumamano and ST worship? And don't you know? See, cancel so yamina de mao, true or not true? At the Pebia free, I'm only sure that the boss over Kai Radio Yankopon on Mount Tumia Udi. Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord thy God, he gives you power to make money. So your going and coming is because of God's grace. And don't you know? See, Kana Miamano, who ye be the Buana Mia Juma? You have not given it to pastor, it is unto them. Lord, do you get it? Clap your two hands for Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. Let's read some scriptures under financial stewardship. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 15. One go. So I will very gladly spend for you everything I have and expend myself as well. If I love you more, will you love me less? See, this is Paul speaking to the church. And Paul says that, so I will very gladly spend for you everything I have. So when it comes to serving God, we also spend money. That's why me as a pastor, I don't just preach to people. I also spend money helping people. Not just because Paul says that, I don't just preach to you, but I spend everything I have trying to help you. Trying to help you. Paul say, and yet, say, Ebia, me ye bibi keke bat, me sansu e di sika, e shamo so, me sansu di sika buamu. Me sansu say sika. I spend, me say sika, e di shamo ye, so that you will do well. Amen. I will very gladly spend for you everything. So when you come to church, you should be able to spend for God. When you hear about anything about God, you should be able to be part of those whose monies are spending for them. You see, there are some of you, your money only spent on yourself. Your money only spent on your family. Your money only spent on your own plans. Your money has no kingdom purpose. I said, ye move no. Sika e cry and I scare by in semino. A ni or so, but I be a. Sika ni na no, yet a shay and ye home. Ye ma and ye busia. A big new one ma, akase ato, e kunyama, nyamia sorry fieda. A big new one ma to fan, ama nyamia sorry fieda. A big new one ma to flowers, ama nyamia sorry fieda. A big new one ma, what is a ye crusade now give me a shimuda. What is that? Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, die now to be a shibuda. It looks like your money doesn't have any spiritual purpose. Everything about your money is your light bill, water bill, top money, everything. When you do that, you are not practicing good financial stewardship. As a church and as a child of God, you must also spend for God. Lift up your right hand and say, I will learn to spend for God. If you love your girlfriend, won't you spend on your girlfriend? Those of you who have girlfriends. If you love a woman, you spend. Not just your girlfriend, but if your wife, you spend. Like your husband, you spend. Isn't it? If you love someone, your money also goes. You cannot say that. How many of you like a chisel lover? Nobody here likes a chisel lover. Everybody wants somebody, when he loves you, he can buy you chocolate. He can buy you something. If he has, he can buy it for you. Everybody likes something like that. Nobody likes somebody who says, oh, Kreska Pazo. Oh, yeah, that. Nobody likes such a person. True or not true? So if you love God, you can't spend on God. What sort of love do you have for God? That's why some of you, when you come to church, you don't even give offerings. Because you don't understand financial stewardship. You think the money is all for you. You don't give to God. When we say take your offerings, the day you forgot to leave, or the mate forgot to give you one CD denominations among your money, that day you won't give, because for 5 CDs, me for 10 CDs, sir. Hey, share. You don't even remember ever giving God 20 Ghana before. You don't ever. So the day the one city got finished on the road, that day no offering. Some of you, you've been at 5 cities for now, even when you buy one plate of food, you can't buy with 5 cities. but you cannot give God 10 cities. You have made up your mind that only Nyamitim Asem, only Nyamitim, 5 cities, none of them are. 5 cities. So if you can't then, 5 cities now, Mima. Mima, sorry, 5 cities. Bisa no tune chance, I hear now, man, and couple. So only Nyamitim, say, only Nyamitim, I do. 5 cities, why would G say? 5 cities now, no. 5 cities. So you don't cross carpet. Don't cross. It is a 5 nights on me, Botoma Asan. Meanwhile, or 6 colors as 50 shall, 20 shall, like 10 shall. No cross carpet. Meanwhile, that same person will just get home right now. And if he sees that his daughter is running temperature right now, or Nuna went menji 10 cities, that person can generate 30 Ghana, 50 Ghana to buy medicine immediately. Say, Scali says, Subo smoke obey. Oh, it's a dear won't find man and cop on Obunsam Oji. It's true. I told you from the beginning, you didn't understand. This one example. You don't know how to give to God. So you only lose to unfortunate things. Only lose to unfortunate things. Get it? I follow what I'm saying. Say financial stewardship. Financial stewardship. Yet you see counsel then assume your. Tell somebody about you. We use our money to serve God. If you don't use your money to serve God, guess what? You will serve the money instead of God. When God gave them the gold, the earrings, when they went to the wilderness, because they were not serving God with it, they started molding it into an idol and they started worshiping it. The same gold that God gave them in Egypt. Now, I'm gold was Egypt, so I'm going to call Daniel Honi. As I said, not to my dear being who I was somebody here. But a Dana of Yamika said, Musia, sorry, dying, move a gold, silver, and brown, a horn of his carrying out as soon as war. But otherwise, nobody is soon abuso. It is give you out to me for man yamino. Usum sasika. Usum sasika. Sika ne chile wo baby awun ko. Baby awun da. Oba awun fano. Hotel awun ko. Drink awun to. Esa sa wo sika. Sika ne chile wo niya wye den. Wo nye. To usum sika no. Financial stewardship. How we use the money God gave us to advance his kingdom and meet the needs of the church is financial stewardship. How to use the money God has given us to advance the kingdom and meet the problems in the church, to solve the problems in the church. Exodus chapter 9, verse 1. God told the people, let my people, God told Egypt and Pharaoh, let my people go so that they will go and what? Serve me. Then God now came back and showed them how they should serve him. Chapter 35, verse 5. After Omako wilderness, God was now showing them how to serve him. Chapter 35, verse 5. Then from what you have. You see, it is always about what you have. From what you have. That means God has given you something. Has given you some 5 cities, some 10 cities. That's why you are holding it. You have it at home. You know you will get it. You'll be paid. So from what you have, please, let's all read. One, go. An offering for the Lord. Take an what? Offering from what you have. So God gave you. Everyone who is willing is to bring the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze. This is Moses taking offering in church. This is Moses. So it is not today that we take offering in church. Moses took offering in the wilderness. Says, every one of you, what you have, bring gold, bring silver, bring bronze. That's like to say, bring 1,000, bring 500, bring 200 levels. From what you have. From what you can afford. So God asked them to go and serve, and now God is showing them. And what were they going to use their money to do? To build their church. No, we see a sorry dying. I'm a nyankopon. I will build an issue. We see a sorry dying. And you are part of a church. We are building this church. We are building the kingdom. We are working for God. We are building God a new church. We are taking care of small churches that we are paying their bills. So every money you give is doing the work of God. Tell somebody, every money you give, it is serving God. And that's one of the ways we serve God. We are in the mount of serving God. I'm explaining to you. So it is not just, I'm in the choir, I'm singing, that's all. Oh, I'm a pastor, I preach here, that's all. No, I also give. Paul says, I spend, and my whole life is also expended for you. My time and my energy. Look at verse 24. Those presenting an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord, and everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it. They were building the church, and the people brought, it's not outsiders who brought the money, it was the children of God, those who were in the church. They brought it, wood, gold, silver, brought it. When it gets to your turn, may you do same. Anytime you get an opportunity to give an offering, may you do it well. Don't give God the least, the one city, the five cities. That's all you can give God. You can't change. You are in a new year. You're expecting new salary. Some of you, God has even increased your money, but your offering has not increased. They've increased everything the church buys, but the offering hasn't increased. 29. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord. Every man and every woman. So men must give, women must. Men must give, women must give. Don't say that. As for women, they are less privileged. They drive the biggest cars in our generation. They have more money than the men in our generation. They are women. So men gave, women gave. The women in this church, may you be the biggest givers in the church. Oh, tell a woman next by that you be the biggest giver in this church. God will, every woman say amen. How can you give if God doesn't give you? So that means God will give you more than he gives everybody, so that you can be the biggest giver. So Timmy and Dina also for money and go point on hand home and for shame. Amen. So how do we commit to financial stewardship? What avenues do we do financial stewardship? Tithing. Anybody who doesn't pay his tithe is not practicing financial stewardship. Out of the salary, out of the profit that you got, you divide it and take 10%. And your 100 cities are 10% here, 10 Ghana cities. And your 50 cities are, and about the same, and there 10%, and your 5 Ghana cities. Say your 1,000 cities near 10% near 100 Ghana cities. Say your 2,000 are 10% near, say 200 cities. Say your about 10,000 contractor, 10% near, and your 1,000 Ghana cities. You calculate it. And on your fire and some boy, you go to a union, you pay. You calculate it. Tighten, you calculate it. So every day when you go, the tips you get, you when you come home, say, and then where mommy say, no way you tight. Now they share O'Connor. Oh, they share O'Connor. Sunday Bebano. Now why they want fanny na Ediaba? Now they be money. It is financial stewardship. What you have, you are giving to the work of God. So that out of the tithes and the offerings, we'll be able to do all the work we are doing. We'll be able to do all the work that we are doing. And the church will be moving forward. And the church will be moving forward. And the church will be moving forward. We'll pay the bills of the church. We'll buy everything the church needs. And we'll continue building the church. Clap your two hands for me. I was telling the church workers on Friday that people who don't pay tithe, indirectly, they are saying the church should be closed down. Because the church runs on money, tithe and offerings. So if you are not a tither, indirectly, what you are saying is that they should close down the church. Because nobody, I showed you, in Numbers 13, when Nehemiah said, you are not paying the tithes, so all the pastors and the Levites and the musicians, they have all left the church and they've all gone to look for their own jobs because they can't take care of their families and all that, because you don't pay the tithe for the church to be able to pay all the workers. So now we can do church and we don't have instrumentalists because we can't pay them. We can do church, we don't have good chairs, we don't have good place of meeting because the church doesn't have money. Because we don't pay tithe. But when you pay tithe, that's when the church gets money to be able to buy everything the church needs. Amen. So if you say you love the church and you are not a tither, it's fake. Ask the one by you, are you a tither? Do you pay tithe? Because what is the source? You see, so when somebody tells you that we pay tithe in Old Testament, we don't pay tithe in New Testament, it's a fallacy, because the Old Testament, they had a church, and the tithe was what they were using to pay the bills of the church. And in the New Testament, don't we have a church? So how do we pay the bills of the church if you say that we should cancel tithe? How? Everybody sitting here, if you speak the truth in the name of God, you realize that there is no day your offering is more than your tithe. If you speak the truth, you give an offering of 5 cedis. It is only when you are paying tithe that you attempt 20 Ghana. It's only when you are paying tithe. It's only when you are paying tithe. So if you say that the offering is enough, what we are trying to say is that we can't survive in Accra. We cannot survive here. We can't have such a room. We can't have such a place. You shouldn't be sitting on such a chair. You shouldn't be in such a place. No. Because you can't afford it. But God wants the church to move forward. God wants the church to own properties, buy lands, we'll be able to build church buildings. Look at that wonderful structure you are building there. Largely, the money is what? From tithe. Only few people helped us with sacrifice, but largely, the money is from tithe. So if you say that tithing should not be paid, you don't understand the work of God. You don't understand. You are a child of God who don't love God. You are a child of God who don't have passion for God. You are a child of God that didn't like the work of God to go on. That is why you are saying that. It's a simple thing. You don't have to say it with your mouth, but your behavior is showing that you don't like the church. Yeah. Okay, now everybody read. Read this. Nehemiah 13, verse 9. Everybody read this. One, go. Of the house of God with the grain offerings and the incense. Verse 10. The portions assigned to the Levites had not been given to them, and that all the Levites and musicians responsible for the service had gone back their own. They've gone back to their own. So when you don't give the portion, the tithe that belongs to the church, the day you come and the church is closed down, and all the workers, all these people, we have to support them. All the workers are gone. Don't say that we man are sorry. Say that we are weak. Now we collapse our sorry because we are tight. Are the one by? Are you a tighter? And you don't have coupon institute tight. Say the bayah. You bet me. And I am sorry, Juma. You bet me, she and sorry bills. You go to Deuteronomy 26. You will see. I explained it on Friday. On Friday, I explained it. That you see that it is out of that we can give scholarship to poor people. It is out of that we can feed those who are in need. It is out of that, Nasenka, Sebi. Obi school fees, nani mamie, wuni pape wua. Yet me, you be a den, and you are supporting. Sana no muyeno. Old Testament. But now we say we don't pay the tithe, but we still want the church to give people scholarships. I was telling some people just this week, there is somebody in the church who doesn't have a mother, doesn't have father. The church has been taken care of to go to school. Just this week, we had to produce school fees so that she can go to school. We had to produce school fees, but there was no money. So I spoke to my wife. My wife, with her personal money, gave the lady to go. My wife used her personal money, millions, to give to the lady to From church night, we have taken care of people through school. People have completed university through school. Some are graduates now, not one, not two. People are still in school, tertiary, secondary, and all sorts of things. From tight, since classroom till now. Amen. So, if you allow the devil to stop the tithe, you are stopping the church. Are you getting it? If you allow, because now we can't employ our pastors. We can't employ them. We have to let every pastor go and look for a job. Some of them wanted to work for free, but I said, no, a combat demon. Go and look for a job. That's how come all our pastors are working. Because the church doesn't have tithes to pay them. We are heard from God. It is a common thing with crown. I don't think twice. But me, a common deal, Biba. I'll share myself. So I have asked all of them to go and look for job. I was telling some of you have been seeing Elder Charles in Accra every day. Missionary, he's in central region, started a church there, but he has to always come to Accra to come and work. Because I saw when you see guy, the man on the also I come back to him. Because who cheer tight? That's the wickedness of children of God. When you were part of Kotoko football club, were you not paying dues? Some of you are here, you paid dues to Manchester City. Meanwhile, who ever playing that? Wicked Christians. Amen. Tell somebody, if you kill the tithe, you kill the church. Say, uku tithe na uku asori. No, it's not say tithe. No, emuni edi be boa e janka. Emuni edi be boa e widows. Emuni edi be share e juma yefua e wo. We no asori ni mo. Emu. I know tina. You close it. Enumere na obi a po e juma. No, but on beba no. Now we dimrika obeba late. Mike obeba late. Obi a obeba late. I saw from Pobe arriving late because of your Juma. And over. In Kajun to phone in our second head and each yawka. Sound it here with Bible. It's a title. Listen, I'm not a fan of preaching money. You know that already. But may try at the end of my could do one. I may explain that. It's just financial what? Still worship. Financial still worship. No tight here then. Out of what God has given you, on for sale, or see me, it is a one city pen on my then persuas, asa, then can't say 5,000, bra. Say, Uku e Juma and Yeno, profit, and yet a Juma Sikado, profit now, Unayeno, income, no salary, no tip, no, and none of you calculated 10% near the Yamidia, say, when our money for the chairman, 2 DNA. That's how we pay tight. You can't say for 2,000, bruh, for 1,000, bruh. Now, you can't say this all calculate a 1,000. Then you have to be truthful to God. Mumu bebre, I'm using much tight, and I'm much and yet tight. And not that Mumu and soon if I saw no. As I said, oh, some boo boo to get a big can out here. It's an also chair tight, but you are not paying tight. So, chair tighter, and no pet, and no calculating. Scan the shell will say, man, no, I see you. Am I preaching? Ask the one by you, Uchiya tithe. Do you pay tithe? Financial what? Stewardship. Financial what? Financial what? So tithing, kingdom sacrifices, church building, projects, love offerings, soul basin projects. Oh, ABR, Medimidimsikai, Medibe Basin Kofo, oh, ABR, you see, Yababe, Agape Special Service, Mepe Semi Sponsor, ABR, Pese, Yabe, say, Emma, Nyanya member, Mepe Semi Buabi. Using your money to do things in the church is financial stewardship. Church logistics, things that we use, resources, property acquisitions, and the lands and buildings and buses and anything that your money can do in the church, it is stewardship. Hallelujah. Matthew 25 verse 15. God gave them 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. Obedience to see obi. Tinami expect say ye na ye be yipe. Obedience then. Esu see obi. Esu dinokle. Fine. God is monitoring. Tell the one by you, God is monitoring. Nyame onye ni fre ni leni edi bibi odi ama obi anu leni di echi eno no hye na wa eden wa pejao. That's what he looks at to bless you. Said, when I gave you small, verse 21 said he took the one who had 5 talents and then he told him that because you have been faithful, I'm giving you more. So when you are faithful with the small, God will give you more. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Catch you up, he said, when you are faithful with the small money, God will give you more money. When you are faithful with the small money, God will give you more money. Because you are faithful. So be faithful. Financial stewardship. Answer now, salary, Rebano. Now, what you draw in your mind? I was a Uchiachia. You did kind of tight. Water bill, light bill. Now, what you tight your first. That is holy to God. Amen. Clap your two hands. I always tell people that even if you think you are doing well today, be careful about the tithe because it gives the devil chance to attack you. I always tell people to joke with the tithe, it can give the devil chance. So make sure that you have done all righteousness. Then when the devil attack you, then you are sure that God will do what? Bring you out. Because the devil has no grounds, even though he will try to attack everybody, including somebody tithing. But when he attacks you, because you were tighter, God brings you out of it. Clap your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.